boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know when somebody says, oh, you know how to make an entrance?
Yeah.
That's about you, Destiny. You make an entrance.
Did I split my pants or something?
No, I have to say that you can be heard coming from a mile away.
What do you mean that can be heard coming from a mile away?
Some would maybe say that about your laugh. You could hear your laugh from a mile away. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the literal sound of your vehicle.
It is pretty loud. I don't know what it is. I have a muffler, so it's not my muffler. I don't know what it is, but it is pretty loud.
You had messaged me, hey, I'm running a couple minutes late. Mm-hmm. Be there very shortly. I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine, whatever. I knew that you would be pulling in to the radio station, and my office is like right kind of next to the driveway. 30 seconds later, I hear, and I'm like, oh my God, that's Destiny. And I turned around, and by God, it was. I could see your little car pulling in, and I was like, is she okay? That's quite the entrance being made.
It's funny because even yesterday, I let neighbor man borrow my car, and we were both waiting for him to come to the station to pick me up. And I said to you, I go, has he arrived yet? Have you seen neighbor man? And then all of a sudden you hear, bah! And I was like, I think he's coming. And then like about 20 seconds later, you sure enough see him coming up the road with my car.
It can be heard coming down the street, which is hilarious because like, I don't know about you, in high school, my parents would always be like, oh my God, turn your music down. I can hear you coming through the neighborhood. But yours is a really questionable noise.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she still works.
She still works.
Well, it's Jesse Consopolis, but it's a she. I don't know why.
But if anybody is concerned, like, oh, there's a vehicle that doesn't sound so good, just know it's probably Destiny.
You can hear me. You can.
You make an entrance. It's dramatic.
If you got woken up by a car this morning or yesterday morning or the day before that, it was probably me.
You know who
to blame. It was not a motorcycle.
That's what it sounds like. That is what it sounds like. Like, why are there motorcycles back here? It's Destiny.
No, I do not have a motorcycle's license. I just have a car.
I just drive one that sounds like it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm going to try really hard to stay mature for this conversation.
Oh, dear
God. And I need
God.
You to do the same.
Okay, if you can't stay mature, what do you expect of me? Are we talking toilets again?
Worse. Have you heard about the poo protesting?
The poop?
Poo protests.
Oh, yes, I have. And I am very much immature about this.
I
would do it. I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know the whole thing. I just would be excited to poop somewhere that's not in a toilet.
Okay, well, let's break it down because this has been on my, it came up on my For You page a couple days ago and I brought it up to my boyfriend. I was like, have you seen this? And he's like, what are you on about? Why is that on your For You page? What does that say about you? But now it's like everywhere.
It says a lot about who I am.
You know what? Whatever.
I don't know a whole lot. I just know that people are going in a river. That's all I know.
Well, let me break it down for you because I did a little research because I had to, like, why are people doing this or threatening to do this?
Did they actually do it?
They haven't yet. So this is happening in Paris, which is where the Olympics are going to be in just a couple of weeks. And the river that everybody's talking about is the Seine River, is I think how you pronounce it. It's the really famous river that goes all throughout Paris. It's really beautiful, but it's also very dirty. And it has elevated levels of like things like E. coli and stuff that you shouldn't be swimming in. And the goal for the Olympics is to have that river be usable for like triathlon things.
Sounds like a great idea.
But you can't do that if it's gross. So
that would be like us doing the Olympics here and they would do it in the Cedar River.
Yeah. And
except for I would not want to do that there unless they really cleaned it up.
And that's what France has been doing. The France government apparently has spent like $1.5 billion clean this river out.
Who's paying for this?
The government. So the taxpayers probably. I don't know a whole lot about their governmental system, but it's got people really annoyed. They are annoyed with how much money is being spent that could be spent in other places. So they are threatening to poo in the river because they're trying to prove that this is clean for the Olympics. So the mayor of Paris and the president of France have said, you know what, to prove a point that this is safe, that this is clean enough, we're going to take a dip in the river. They were supposed to do this on Sunday.
Did they end up doing it or no?
They did not.
Why? Is it because people ended up, people did, we don't know if they ended up.
They didn't. They canceled it before anybody was able to do their business. But they're pushing it off a month. So people think, you know, they probably needed a little more time to clean it.
When's
the Olympics? They kick off at the end of July. So they're going to do it, allegedly, next month. So people are pushing off the poo protest to next month, that they will do that so that the mayor and the president, I guess, can't swim in it, and then it can't be used for the Olympics, and then all this money went to waste, I guess. It seems like the most immature fight that I've ever heard.
It is a very immature fight that I'm down for. Also, did you know I have the hugest crush on that president? He is the hottest thing ever.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just wanted to tell you that I do think he is the hottest president in the entire world.
Well, just know he may be taking a dip in the Pooh River next month.
He will continue to be the hottest president after that.
Okay, and you're weird for that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I am so mad at Post Malone right now that I'm about to call his dad.
The concerning thing is that I know that you're serious. You have his phone number.
Yeah,
there's a lot of lore here, right? Scroll back on our podcast. We literally talked to Post Malone's dad, what, almost a year? Oh my God, almost a year ago, honestly.
Probably.
And you saved his phone number. His fault for giving it to you?
No, he didn't give me his phone number.
But he called us, not unlisted.
He didn't do *69. That was your own fault.
So you saved it. And you have it, which means you want to use it.
Yeah.
I guess what is so bad that you
need
to call his dad?
What's so wrong with that? You should have *69. That's your own fault. So I'm thinking of calling him tonight because I'm very upset with Post Malone. And I have a right to be. Do you want to know why?
I guess.
Taylor, I would say your middle name, but I'm not going to.
Margaret, if anybody cares.
I'm very upset because this morning, as I am getting ready for the day, 7 a.m., I almost have a heart attack because Post Malone posted that he is going on tour.
Okay.
Starting in September.
My God, he never stops. Has he been on like 6 tours in the last year? Seriously.
Starting in September, ending in October. It is called like the F1 Trillion. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember what that
fake
new
fan.
Album is called.
Fake fan.
F1
fake
Trillion. Fan.
Shut up. She's a fake fan.
No, I'm not. The F1 Trillion Tour. It's called The Fool's For You.
So it's not real. Is that what they're going to end up?
And it's also a collection of country songs as well. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm panicking because when Post Malone goes on tour, Destiny buys tickets. That's how it goes. But I'm looking. And none of these states are near us. None of these, nothing is close to me. Nothing is drivable to me. I don't like this. There's nothing. There's not a St. Louis. There's not a Minneapolis. There's not a Chicago. Taylor, there's really? Nothing. There's nothing. I think Indiana's the closest we got.
Well, that's weird. I feel like normally you can at least rely on Chicago.
There's
pretty
nothing.
Nobody's coming to Iowa.
No.
Almost never. Sometimes we get a Des Moines.
He is coming to the Iowa Speedway. Don't get me wrong. He is doing that. But that's not part of this tour.
But not even Chicago.
Not Chicago, not Minneapolis, not St. Louis, nothing.
So it's not meant to
be. Not Wisconsin.
Or you need to buy a plane ticket. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
So I'm very upset about this because not only are concert tickets expensive, but I'm thinking that I'm going to have to go to Syracuse, New York. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why that? Why?
Because there. Here's where the nerd's coming out. That is where Post Malone is born. He was born in Syracuse, New York. So I'm going to go to Syracuse, New York. Hopefully I'll figure out where his house was. I'm going to figure it out via Google. Someone will tell me. And I'm going to figure out where his house is. I'm going to go visit that house. I'll take pictures in front of it. Maybe knock on the door. I don't know. See who lives there now. Ask him, how's the house? Can I go in? I'd like to see where his bedroom is. That'd be cool. And then I'll go to the concert there. Why are you looking at me weird?
I'm like, you maybe need to be medicated, I think.
If you you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
A lot of these dating horror stories make me cringe, but this is probably the first one that makes me physically cringe. Like, owie, ouch.
Is it like when people talk about like bugs or lice and then you start itching?
Exactly like that. But this one is more to do with pain. So let me just get right into it so you can feel what I'm feeling and what this person felt. She said, I had been out to dinner with this guy and was bringing him back to my place after a date when I noticed my roommate must have just mopped the hallway coming inside from the garage. I suggested, let's go around to the front door so that we don't slip and fall on this. Instead of taking my advice, he took a few steps inside. He jerked forward. He wobbled like a baby deer. He kicked up one foot. His other foot slipped back and he, boom, nearly landed in a full split. Immediately, he's screaming like a little baby. I ran over to him, asked him what I could do, and he just shouted, I just pulled a muscle, everything in my lower half, and screamed again. He was curled up in the fetal position, moaning, oh, I can't have kids. I can never have kids again. He dragged himself away from me and started crawling towards the door. I told him, hey, you don't have to leave until you feel better. Like, let's go over to the couch and just relax a little bit. He said, no, I have to leave. I have to. He pulled himself up. He stumbled out of my house. He climbed into his car. I heard him scream again, and he drove off, screaming into the night. I called him twice that night. I texted him. I left him messages. I just wanted to make sure he was okay. He sent me a breakup text the next morning.
Oh my God.
That said, I'm still in pain, so I think we're through. Bye.
Did he think it was a sign?
Was it a set? Did he think it was a setup? Did he think it was a bad, like bad vibes? Ooh, I shouldn't be here because I just pulled my entire groin on this girl's floor.
You know what? I could see it as a sign. You know, if they, some people say it's good luck for it to rain. You know, maybe it was actually good luck and he didn't see it. I was thinking it was bad luck. If it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck.
Right.
And I was going to say, maybe he thought it was bad luck if I almost did something bad down there.
Split myself in half.
That it was bad luck. But I'm thinking it was actually good luck. And he just walked out on the love of his life and he didn't even know it.
My gosh.
That's what I'm thinking. If you split your pants, split your legs, it's good luck. That's the love of your life.
I am never going
to
go on a date.
And then I've still yet to have that happen to me, so I haven't found the love of my life.
Maybe you should start mopping more.
It's time for a Taylor Window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The last, 30 minutes has been insane behind me.
What's going on?
There's not a lot of traffic normally back here by Z102.9, but the building across from us is a nonprofit organization, 8 Days of Hope.
Yeah.
And it looks like just a, I don't know, like a warehouse, right? It's not a crazy large building, but the amount of trailers and vehicles they've been pulling out of that building in the last 30 minutes, it's a clown car. I'm shook.
Every time you are like, another one, they've got, and I'm like, how many trailers can they fit in that? That is not a big, I don't know, would you call it a warehouse?
It's like a warehouse.
I call it a shed. It's really not that big.
And every time they kept getting larger and larger.
I know.
And larger. Obviously, I think they're going up towards like Northwest Iowa where all the flooding is happening, obviously, because it's crazy up there. But it started with like a normal size trailer, and then it was a bigger trailer, and then it was like a trailer that people probably could sleep in that I'm like, where has that been in there this whole time? And we had no idea.
That's what I'm asking. And here's the thing. The door that all of this was coming out of, not that big.
Skinny.
I'm like, who has to back that up? Because here's the thing. Don't hire me as I hit curbs and I would hit the door.
Believe it or not, I don't think you were on their contact list to do any of that. And you're not selling yourself well.
You know what? I would love to interview one time for them, and for them to be like, let us see you park.
Oh, I'm sure they've seen you curb check in our driveway here. On the way here.
Actually, they probably hear my car from a mile away, as we talked about earlier.
You got to let this dream go. So I may have voluntold. Yeah. For a karaoke gig that is much larger than you probably ever would have wanted.
I was excited for you to say that I was getting a karaoke gig, but you're making me nervous when you say it's bigger than what I asked.
Well, you've never done it before. You've never gone karaokeing.
No.
So this may be, I don't know, bigger than you want it to be for your first gig ever. But behind your back, after I heard yesterday that you had never done it before, I worked with my bestie gal, Kelly Lala.
Yeah.
To reach out to McGrath Amphitheater to see if you could borrow their stage to do a little karaoke sesh.
They're busy.
They're going to make time for you.
What, am I going to be like an act there?
No. Oh, God. Don't flatter yourself, please. They're like, yeah, sure. Use the stage, weirdos. Yeah, so I'm thinking Friday. We send you out there and you can, you know, stand up on the stage, pretend like you're your favorite pop star. And get your first karaoke out of the way.
So I will be on the stage, a McGrath Amphitheater.
Yes.
Like I'm Elizabeth Von Presley.
Sure, yeah.
Or Katy Perry.
Sure.
Or Britney Spears. Ariana Grande.
Okay, yes. Whoever you want to picture. I feel like that's a good spot because it's okay. Like, yeah, you could do it in some rinky-dink bar and that would be a great time and you'll get there. Trust me. I thought, why
Have
not kick it off with
the crowds
bang?
That they get at McGrath Amphitheater?
Well, yeah.
Am I going to have a crowd like McGrath?
Maybe. I don't know.
Are we thinking I'm going to get a crowd?
We gotta work out some logistics here and figure out exactly what time your show time is and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say sold out for your first performance. We'll just have to see.
Lord. I think, okay, what if it's one night, one song only?
That's perfect. Actually, that is the exact commitment level that I was looking for.
Oh, we were serious.
Nobody was looking for like a Destiny Eras tour by any means.
Yeah, no, I'm not like Taylor Swift. I can last 3 hours in stilettos. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, nobody.
So one night, one song only.
Yes. So now I feel like we need
the era tour.
The one era tour. We got to figure out what song you're going to sing, how you're going to handle this.
I got to figure out an outfit.
Your priorities are a little off.
The more I think about it, the more I'm getting sick to my stomach because I'm thinking about the people, the bands, the artists that have performed at the McGrath Amphitheater. I mean, we've got Elizabeth Von Presley. We've got the Pork Tornadoes. You've got big artists that have come to town that have performed at the McGrath Amphitheater. And then there's little old me who's like, I'm going to karaoke there.
I thought I was doing something nice.
You are. I appreciate you because you are making my dream come true of karaoke for the first time. I guess the McGrath Amphitheater.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I can't wait for you to just like go to a bar and do it. I'm going to book you a gig. And I thought McGrath Amphitheater, that fits your vibe. So...
If you know me, I fit McGrath Amphitheater vibe.
No stage too big was what I was thinking. And now you're panicking a little bit, whatever. So we're asking you, what are your tips for karaokeing? How do you have a good performance? How do you have fun? What mm-hmm. song do you sing? Misty, what do you got?
Drink a lot of tequila.
Oh, man.
Just tequila, not White Claw, not anything
else. It got me through it.
I mean, tequila's great, and I don't disagree with Misty.
Is that what you do?
I'm not a regular karaoke person, but the only time that I have done it was like on a night out.
Okay.
This is going to be during work hours, though. So,
well, I'm pretty positive we have a no drinking policy of some sort, I'm sure of.
I don't know that that's going to work necessarily. So, Oliver, what's your advice?
Pretend like you're in the shower and that there's no one in the crowd. It's just you.
Ooh.
I do sing in the shower often, and see? I do think that I am Mariah Carey when I am in there.
Okay, so you can think about that.
With my shampoo bottle.
It's like a shower performance, or like in your car. Obviously, everybody karaoke's in the car, mm-hmm. basically. I've been Googling, because like I said, I'm not a regular karaoke person. I don't like singing in front of people, so it's not really my jam. So I've been Googling over here, like,
okay.
How to have an awesome karaoke performance. And I found an article called Unlock Your Inner Rockstar. Tips to master karaoke. I just wanted to share a couple things with you because I want you to be successful.
Got it.
Dance like no one's watching, even though they are.
Excuse me, I gotta dance?
Here's the thing. Think about this.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
think about this.
God. Oh, my God.
The best performances, they're dancing. Because
no, I know.
You don't pay attention to how they sound so much. You're like, oh, she really hit that move right there.
Can I?
Oh, she's working the stage.
Can I hire some of our street team to be backup dancers?
It's funny you mention that because maybe.
Oh, are we in?
The other tip that I wanted to bring up to you is that there's power in numbers. Why go solo when you can have a squad of backup singers, right? You got to do the heavy lifting. You got to be the main vocalist,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if?
Yes.
You have some backup singers. I'm going to tell you right now. It ain't gonna be me.
What?
It ain't
no.
gonna be me, sis. I gotta be out in the audience. I gotta be Snapchat recording this as
what?
I would.
Excuse me. Who are you Snapchatting this for?
Me. I don't know. So I can watch it back later in the day.
So you're not gonna be in there?
No, you gotta find your own backup singers.
Okay.
But that might make you feel more
comfortable. Why can't you be the tambourine girl?
I am Kris Jennering, okay?
I really think I'm gonna end up on the Most Wanted after Friday. After our show, I'm going to get arrested and then you're going to see me on the Most Wanted. I have a big old feeling about this because I'm going to be performing my first ever karaoke song at the McGrath Amphitheater Friday during our show.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's heard me sing knows that it's not going to be great. Also, I'm not really good at knowing words to songs. And I have a feeling some people in that area are probably going to file a complaint. And the police are right there.
Well, the good news and the emphasis really should be on one song. You're going to get one song.
It's going to be
on that stage.
One night, one song only.
Exactly.
The Era Tour.
Exactly. So to calm Destiny's nerves, to help figure out like what to expect, what is this karaoke performance going to be like? We've been asking for some tips because I've only ever done karaoke like once or twice in my life.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Not a pro.
You're no help and you're my manager.
Yeah, I'm the manager. I'm not like your partner in crime. You're on your own, kid. I don't know what to tell you when it comes to that. So we've been asking you what your tips and tricks are, and what do you got for us?
So I'm a former karaoke host, and I can tell you the worst songs that people do are the ones that have super long musical instrumental breaks that they just kind of stand around.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and then anything like American Pie, I used to charge people $50. Just to get up and sing that because it's just terrible. Anything super long and that tells like a sad story, you want to avoid that at all costs. Do like fun party songs. That's what you want. Gaga, things like that.
Okay, I like that Anne is talking about song choice because we haven't really crossed that bridge yet.
No, we haven't even touched that yet.
But I didn't even think about long instrumentals.
So tequila's out.
Tequila's
na,
out.
Na, 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 na.
You
tequila.
Weren't doing, you weren't doing that anyways.
No, I was thinking that would be the easiest one because it just requires to say one word.
Yeah, but
I'm
then
you're
also
thinking of that one song that is really, really sad where the it's like I took a bottle.
Whiskey Lullaby?
That one!
Good God.
That one is way too sad. I should not perform that one. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Those two songs are out.
We got to workshop that list. Steve, what's your tip for us?
The tip is to sing a song you already know all of the words to. If you have to read the words as well as think about singing, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm.
Uh-oh. I don't know.
Do you know a single song?
Lord, no. That's my first problem. The alphabet. I know the alphabet.
No.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Baby Got Back.
Wow.
I know this part. That's it. But after that, this right here, I don't know.
Okay, so I like the vibe. It's fun. It's a crowd pleaser.
Uh-huh.
But something like that that you know the words of maybe a little bit better. We might have to sleep on this one tonight. You might need... Honestly,
I want something fun like that. I think that's a good idea.
You've got homework, I think.
Because then I would be more willing to dance. You said I had to dance.
Well, yeah.
That one would make me want to dance in front of... I mean, there are people already on my Facebook saying they're coming, which is having me panic. That one would make me dance, but I don't know the words to it. So okay. we're stuck.
I think you need to go home tonight and
oh, God.
Maybe come with, I don't know, 5 songs tomorrow that are on your radar, and then we can try to help you out from there.
No, this is a class assignment. How about everybody comes with 5 songs tomorrow?
Ooh, what about 3?
3,
I
fine.
I can do 3. 3,
3 songs. That's including you listening. You have to come with a song tomorrow because I need help. Lord, do I need
Clearly, you do.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's been one of those days that every single person that has walked into the building is like, oh, it's so horrible out there.
That was me.
You were one of them. Mm. Everybody that walked by my office was like, don't do it. It's so hot.
Yeah.
And this is one of those days that I feel like probably will go down as one of the hottest days of the summer. And people get a little creative. You know, you do the egg on the sidewalk. You got the cookies on the dashboard of the car.
Yep.
I'm going to hit you with one that you've probably never heard of before.
I hope it has something to do with a crayon.
No, it doesn't. It's actually food that you can eat.
Okay.
Well, you decide, I guess. Apparently, this is actually a couple years
hamburger.
Old. No hamburger.
Dang it.
Sorry. I would argue that it's better than a hamburger, honestly. This is actually from a couple years ago. Yes, exactly that. And it's resurfaced, I guess, because the Midwest especially is going through some weather stuff right now. And it has been really, really hot. So in Indiana is actually where people are trying this, I guess. And that is lasagna in a mailbox. People are...
What in the hill, Billy?
People are cooking lasagna in their mailbox. So let me tell you how to do it.
I'm sorry. What in the hill, Billy? How does a lasagna...
Let me tell you about it.
My mailbox is plastic. It's not metal.
It probably would work better in a metal mailbox,
that's what
I'm sure, but I guess...
I'm pretty positive mine's metal.
I'll reach your hand in there when you get home and see how hot it is, and you can decide if you want to try this. Number one thing, if you're going to do this, is you need to cook the meat ahead of time. Do not ingest raw meat, because it's not going to be that hot that it cooks ground beef or whatever you put in it. Italian sausage, whatever you choose. And then, yeah, you cook the meat, you build your lasagna as you would. They say to clean out your mailbox so you don't have spiders and wasps and dust in your lasagna. And then you put it in the mailbox, shut the door, let it sit there for 4 to 8 hours. And you come home from work, grab your mail, grab your dinner. You got yourself a hot lasagna.
I would also like to add another step to that.
Okay. What?
Which is you need to leave a note for the mailman.
You know what? Yeah.
I think you need to leave a note that says, sir, this is not for you.
Oh, rude.
I'm a hillbilly and I am not turning the oven on. This is for me. Because
you got to let him have a piece.
No, because
help yourself.
No, because if I open the mailbox, I would think, oh my God.
Somebody left me lasagna.
They made me lasagna. And the mailman's going to take it thinking this is a cooked lasagna. But the lasagna has only been in there for an hour. And now he dies.
Why do you got to make it a murder?
It always ends in murder.
Tonight
everything
on Dateline.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.